little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Our next topic is alcohol dependence. Stuart, 43, was seen last week by the practice nurse for a health check. The practice nurse was concerned that Stuart smelt of alcohol and took blood for liver function testing and a full blood count. You are the doctor phoning Stuart with his results.
Oh, hi there. Is that Stuart by any chance?
That's right. It's Stuart here.
Stuart, can I just check your date of birth, if that's okay?
23-8-1975.
Hi, Stuart. I'm just phoning because I've got the results of your blood tests.
Crikey, Doc. These blood tests must be shocking for you to phone me about them.
Well, I guess they're not perfect, Stuart. Do you have any idea what they might be showing?
I assume they show that I'm steadily pickling my liver.
Wow. I guess you've got some insight then. Would you like any help in avoiding getting your liver pickled then?
Not really, Doc. I can stop as soon as I want, but there's plenty of time for that.
Well, your tests suggest that your liver is quite inflamed or irritated and that your bone marrow is quite pickled too. I'm worried that you might have less time than you think at this rate. Have you ever heard of the DTs?
What do you mean by that?
Well, if you drink enough alcohol for long enough, you'll become dependent on alcohol, both physically and emotionally. And then when you do without alcohol for more than a few hours, you start to feel nauseated, sweaty, tremble, craving alcohol, and feeling terrible.
Oh dear.
And sometimes you might even get the delirium tremens, the DTs, where you become confused, perhaps hallucinate, and even have a fit. That might happen 3 or 5 days after stopping drinking, if you're dependent. Have you ever had the DTs?
I feel dreadful if I miss a day drinking, to be honest.
In that case, please don't stop drinking too quickly. Would you like to know more about the dangers of the demon drink today?
Not really, Doc.
Understood. I'm worried enough to recommend that we give you some vitamins, though. Vitamin stores are usually pretty low when alcohol is involved, so lower vitamin levels can cause permanent brain damage, but that's really easy to prevent with vitamin tablets or a balanced diet.
Brain damage? I thought it was just my liver you were fretting about.
Ooh, I've got a list of woes as long as my arm to blame on alcohol, but no time to do that justice today, really. Perhaps I could ask you to read up about alcohol dependence on patient.info.
All right.
Stuart, I'm going to be honest with you, it's quite difficult for me to try and help you at this stage unless you want my help. If you want my help, there's plenty of support that we can give you, and I'd certainly recommend that you think about getting in touch with our local provider of support, which is called We're Recovery, and I'd thoroughly recommend them to you. But with your permission, I'm going to plan to call you again in a couple of weeks' time to see how you're getting on, and perhaps at that time you might decide that you want more support with cutting back. Is there any chance at this time that you would consider maybe doing without the alcohol on one day a week?
I can give it a try, Doctor.
Okay, well, here's the challenge. If you could stop drinking on one day a week, that should be safe enough for you. Don't go too fast, too quickly with cutting back. And I'll call you again in 2 weeks' time to see how you're getting on with that, if that's okay.
Sure, Doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP.